This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Government, Kathmandu Metropolitan City and family of late Ganesh Nepali reached 9-point agreement. Three children of same family drawn in Waterfield Pit in Golbazar Municipality of Siraha District. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges caution, citing possibility of heavy rainfall today and tomorrow in certain hilly regions and southern plains of Nepal. And U.S. launches fresh strikes as Iran closes Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. A 9-point agreement has been reached between the family of late Ganesh Nepali, the government and the Kathmandu Metropolitan City. Nepali died last Friday of self-immolation in front of the Department of Passports following an argument with KMC police over a traffic violence penalty. After 14 hours of talks at the district administration office in Kathmandu district, a 9-point agreement was reached between the three sides at 5 p.m. today. The agreement was reached after a dialogue held with the victim's side in the presence of Kathmandu Chief District Officer Ishwar Raj Paurel and Kathmandu Metropolitan City Chief Administrative Officer Saroj Guragai. Following the agreement, the victim's side has agreed to proceed with the autopsy process and cremation. As per the agreement, the government will form an independent investigation committee under the coordination of a former judge as soon as possible to conduct a fair investigation into the incident. The committee will submit its report to the government within 7 days of its formation. Likewise, the government will proceed with the necessary decision-making process regarding declaring the late Ganesh Nepali a martyr based on the prevailing law, past practice, and the report and recommendations of the investigation committee to be formed. In addition, the district administration office, Kathmandu, will write to the KMC to suspend the Metropolitan Police Force employees who were deployed at the front line of the incident. Three children from the same family have died after drowning in a Waterfield pit at the livestock market premises in the Purano Chok Choharva area of Golbazar Municipality 7 of Siraha District today. The deceased have been identified as 12-year-old Sabnam Khatun, 10-year-old Rubina Khatun and 7-year-old Saiful Sheikh, the children of Awas Sheikh. According to police, the children left their home to play at around 2:30 p.m. today and reached the Waterfield pit inside the livestock market premises. Preliminary investigation suggests they were drowned while bathing. With increasingly active monsoon winds across the country, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has advised the public to exercise caution, citing the possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall in certain hilly and southern plains in 2 days. The department added, heavy and very heavy rainfall is likely today and tomorrow, particularly in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with some Tarai regions in Madhya Pradesh province. At present, the monsoon low pressure system is located slightly above the average range in the west and near the Tarai region in the east. It has resulted in a widespread change in weather patterns throughout the country. The government has launched a 3-month nationwide response campaign to prevent and control monsoon-related diseases. The Ministry of Health and Food Safety said the campaign targets diseases including dengue, malaria, cholera, dysentery, Japanese encephalitis, scrub typhus, and influenza. The Department of Health Services said all three tiers of government are coordinating risk assessment, response, and public awareness efforts, while social media is also being used to help prevent the spread of disease during the monsoon season. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung joined a group of ministers who visited the holding center hosting the landless quarters in Kharipati of Bhaktapur district today. Minister for Land Management Rawal said the government is completing procedures to issue land titles to landless quarters and is working on a lasting solution to their problems, urging all sides not to politicize the issue. Home Minister Gurung was joined by other ministers. The ministers also discussed immediate and long-term management plans with the squatters. Earlier, the families were relocated to the Kharipati holding center after flooding at the Kirtipur holding center. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, hernus, internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajinota, ekasa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal telecom ko fiber internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepali army rescued 5 people seriously injured in Saturday's road accident in Suguri of Bajang district and airlifted them to Nepalganj Medical College for treatment. 2 critically injured men were later flown to Kathmandu via sky truck, while another injured girl was taken to Surkhet Provincial Hospital. 3 people were killed and 7 others injured in the accident. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The U.S. launched a fresh wave of strikes in response to Iranian forces hitting a ship passing through the Strait of Hormuz, according to the BBC. In response to the American strikes, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said the waterway was closed until further notice and launched attacks on U.S. bases and allies in the region. The IRGC said it had hit a U.S. base in Jordan, while the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Kuwait and Bahrain all responded to missiles and drones from Iran. It comes after incidents earlier this week in which 3 commercial tankers were attacked, prompting an exchange of strikes between the US and Iran. Earlier on Sunday, state media said Iran had closed the strait until further notice after firing a naval cruise missile at a vessel that was attempting to sail along an unapproved route. The father emir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, has died at the age of 74, according to Al Jazeera. Qatar announced a 4-day period of public mourning starting Monday, with work suspended at government agencies and public bodies and flags to be lowered to half-mast. Sheikh Hamad, who ruled Qatar from 1995 to 2013, was a key architect of the energy-rich country's development. During his reign, the country saw economic, social and cultural development that bolstered its status in the international community. Sheikh Hamad oversaw major economic investment and fostered wide-ranging international partnerships as the country became the world's largest exporter of liquefied natural gas. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy over Koshi, Mathis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces and generally cloudy over Karnali and Sudarshan provinces. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and thunder showers accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places over the Himalayan region of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places over the Himalayan region of Lumini, Karnali and Sudarshan provinces, over Madhes province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at a few places over the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumini province and at a few places over the hilly region of Karnali province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Sudarshan province. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely at a few places over the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places over Madhes province and Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There is also a possibility of extremely heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government, Kathmandu Metropolitan City and the family of late Ganesh Nepali reached 9-point agreement. 3 children of same family drawn in Waterfield Pit in Golbazar Municipality of Siraha District. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges caution, citing possibility of heavy rainfall today and tomorrow in certain hilly regions and southern plains of Nepal, and US launches fresh strikes as Iran closes Strait of Hormuz. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.